I was at home. I just walked on the street. I was going to my dad's shop. I told my dad I need some money to go to Damascus. He was talking to me. The conversation lasted for around 4 minutes or 3 minutes. After that, a white car stopped in front of the door. They said, "Where is Omar?" I said, "I'm here." They said to me, "Just come with us." I said to him, "Give me your authority papers. You are going to arrest me. I need your authority." He said, "Shut the hell up. You are not in Switzerland. Just come with us." And he slapped me with his machine gun on my chest. I started to fight with them because I don't want them to take my dad with me. I just want them to take me. I don't want them to take my dad because my dad is so old. He's 55 years old. Before they get me to the headquarters in Damascus and Kafr Sousse, they take me to a building near to Al-Zabadani, to a town called Al-Assad Village. There is a building for them, belong to military security. They take me there. There was a major called Mahsen. They take me to his office. He starts to slap me on my face. After he slapped me around 10 times on my face, he sat me on the sofa and started to kick me on my face. After that, he started to talk with me and to humiliate me with bad words. He wanted to humiliate my mom, humiliate my sis, my dad, my race, because I'm Kurdish, I'm not Arabic. He said to me, "Because you are Kurdish, you hate the government." I told him, "No, I'm not. I'm just looking for reforms." Al-Assad keeps saying he would make reforms in Syria. We are waiting since 4 months ago. Where is the reform? He said to me, "Just shut the hell up. We knew when we make reform." He said to me, "Would you like to confess to help you?" I said, "Would you like to send me home?" He said, "No, I will not send you home." I said to him, "I will confess in Damascus." He managed to come to me and start to kick me on my face again and send me to Damascus. He said to his guard, "Send him to Damascus." They put me on the car again.
Why did he want to send you to Damascus?
To the headquarters, because I wanted to headquarters, not to him. When they get me to Damascus, they put me in a cell. It was 5x4, 20 meters square. There were around 75 persons on it. It was so small, you can't sleep, you can't lay down, you can't sit down. If the half of the numbers go to sleep, around 35 men go to sleep, the rest have to stand up because there is no room to sit down. And the next day of arrested days, they called my name to go to investigation, investigate. So I go to a room. There were 7 men. 4 of them stand up and the other was sitting behind the desk.